coming up on episode number 239. You're going to hear music from the three Wilson brothers, Brian, Dennis, and Carl, along with Mike Love and Al Jardine. Yes, it's the music of the Beach Boys. It's the Beach Boys cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Friday morning. Yes, not doing this on a Thursday night. Today is September 8th, 2006. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. This time bringing you the music of the Beach Boys, performed by other artists. You're going to hear stuff today from Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs, The Dotted Line, Elvis Costello, and even the Langley Schools and Music Project, Langley Schools Music Project. But we'll get into that in just a moment. We're going to start off with a group that's better known for being kind of a one-hit wonder, actually a two-hit wonder, with another couple of songs. Love Is All Around, which you've heard me play several versions of on earlier shows, as well as Wild Thing. Of course, I'm talking about the Trogs. Here are the Trogs with their version of the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations.
Hi, Brian. This is Rich from New York City. Loving. Hi, Brian. This is Rich from New York City. Loving the Rolling Stones cover story, part one. Looking forward to part two. But I say I'm disappointed. Where is the Beach Boys cover story? This is not the first time I've requested this. You've done the Beatles, the Rolling Stones. I hear you're even working on Sparks, which is great. But the Beach Boys, come on. It's the summer. And before the summer's over with, I want to see the Beach Boys cover story, and you should include Yola Tango doing Little Honda. Okay, looking forward to it. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Band from Hoboken, New Jersey. That is Yola Tango from their 1997 release, I Can Hear the Heartbeat as One, with their version of the Beach Boys' Little Honda by request or by threat. Before that, you heard Little Deuce Coupe by Brian Setzer, with special help from Brian Wilson, a couple of Brians on that track. So, you know, it's got to be one of my favorites. From the compilation disc Music for Our Mother Ocean, a tribute or charity disc that came out in 1999. And then we start off the set with the Trogs. Yes, the Trogs, who did Wild Thing, talking their way through a version of the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations. All right, moving on. This has got to be one of my favorite Beach Boys covers. And yes, that's probably why I've played it a couple times on the show, at least once before. But it's just so damn good. This comes from a 2004 release from an independent artist called The Dotted Line. And they just do such an amazing job with this song. I love it. It is I Know There's an Answer, comes from their self-titled album. Here is The Dotted Line. We'll be right back.
I may not always love you, as long as there are stars above you. You never need to doubt it, I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. Thank you. I may not always love you, as long as there are stars above you. You never need to doubt it, I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows, God only knows what I'd be without you.
Song that Brian Wilson and Mike Love wrote after the emotional impact of John F. Kennedy's assassination. That is a song called The Warmth of the Sun, performed there by the beautiful voices of Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs. You'll find that on the compilation they did, or the duet compilation that they did earlier this year called Under the Covers, Volume 1. Just front to back, fantastic, fantastic covers on that album. I highly recommend it. Before that, you heard a live version of God Only Knows, performed there by Elvis Costello, backed by the Brodsky Quartet. You'll find that on a live album called A Case for Song. And then we start off the set with I Know There's an Answer by The Dotted Line from their self-titled 2004 release. Now, God Only Knows and I Know There's an Answer both can be found on the fantastic, fantastic Beach Boys album. The originals can be found on the fantastic Beach Boys album Pet Sounds, which was just sonically such a marvel at the time and featured so many unique sounds that they mixed in with the instrumentation, bicycle bells and trains and dogs barking and things like that. Well, this next track is called The Ultimate Song from Pet Sounds. It's Caroline Now, and it was Brian Wilson's only single that he released under his own name on the Capitol label, even though it was included on Pet Sounds. And he also calls it his favorite, one of his favorite Beach Boys tracks, and you'll see why. This is one of my favorite groups. They might be giants. I had to include them in here. Here is Caroline Now from the Indestructible Object EP. They Might Be Giants.
Where did your long hair go? Where is the girl I used to know? How could you lose that happy glow? Oh, Caroline. Took that look away. I remember how you used to say you'd never change, but that's not true. Oh, Caroline, you break my heart. I really want to run and hide. It's so a sweet thing died. Oh, Caroline, why could I ever find in you again things that made me love you so much then? Could we ever get them back once they had gone? Oh, thank you.
the Langley Schools Music Project with their version of You're So Good to Me, originally by the Beach Boys. Actually originally released as a B-side to Sloop John B, which you'll hear something similar to that in just a moment. This was recorded in 1976-1977 in a school gymnasium in Langley, British Columbia, which is up near Vancouver. And they cover groups like David Bowie and Paul McCartney and the Carpenters and quite a few songs by the Beach Boys on there. Fun stuff. And parts of it just sound so above and beyond what you hear in traditional school performances. I wish they'd do stuff like that at my son's school. I should send him a copy of the album. Before that, you heard Forever. It was a song that was actually written by Dennis Wilson, which was just as good as anything that Brian Wilson was writing at the time in 1970. That performance there was Britta Phillips and Dean Wareham from the 2005 Sweetheart CD. And then we start off the set with They Might Be Giants. Ah, love They Might Be Giants. From their Indestructible Object EP, came out in 2004. It's a cover of Caroline No, also from Pet Sounds. See, this is as close as we're going to get to a Pet Sounds cover story. There's a lot of songs in the show, in this show that I'm doing, that are from Pet Sounds, and there's unfortunately not a lot of covers of other songs from Pet Sounds. But don't give up hope if you're looking for a Pet Sounds cover story. I might put one together at some point, maybe at some anniversary. Shoot, they just had the anniversary, didn't they? All right. This will be the last track here, and it's a rough... I'll break it down for you right now. This is from 1935. The recording quality is not great, and some of the vocals, some of the singing is a little hard to get by, but it's a classic. I mean, it's historical. This is Cleveland Simmons, who is singing the original version of what would become Sloop John B. Al Jardine, who was one of the Beach Boys, actually brought the rest of the band... the Kingston Trio version of Sloop John B. For those of you who thought that it was originally Beach Boys, no. Actually, originally a traditional song. The Kingston Trio covered it, and then the Beach Boys really, really made it their own and included it on Pet Sounds in 1966. But what we're going to hear is a very, very old, very original version of the song. It kind of brings its roots down to the folk. I guess folk is probably the best description for the style of this. It's very rough, but you'll get the picture. Here's Hoist Up the John B's Sails.
Hoist up the John B's Sails, don't yell at the men to sail, then send for the captain, so let me go home,
let me go
home, oh let me go
home,
oh let me go home. Now the captain on the mate gets down, then they took up the people's sound. I'm gonna send for the captain, sure, let it go home,
let it go home,
oh let it go home, oh let it go home, my little breaker, but let it go home. Grandpa, Ma, and me was standing on the railroad bluff. Oh, send for the captain, sure, let me go home,
oh, let me go home,
oh, let me go home, let me go home,
my little breaker,
oh, let me go home. Oh, send for the captain, so let me go home,
let me go home,
let me go home. Oh, let me go home, my sins don't make it, let me go home. Now the captain on the mate gets down, oh, they show up the people's sound. I got to send for the captain, sure, let me go home,
let me go home.
Oh, let it go home, let me let you know, let me go home, let me go home. Charlie had his song, honey, run from the state band too.
Honey, 10 foot can ride home to Larry go home.
Larry go home, Larry go home. Larry go home, Larry go home. Larry go home.
Billy gone in town. Honey, leave a lady home. How to feed up all them dogs. Larry go home.
Larry go home, Larry go home.
Oh, let it go home,
let it go home,
let it go home, let it go home,
let it go home.
All right, Cleveland Simmons there with Heist Up the John B's Sails, which would become the song that we all know and love is Sloop John B. And boy, if you're ever looking for the definition of caterwauling, I think you'll find it on that song. Still, just it's wild to hear the origins of something you're so familiar with in such a different performance. Before that, I talked about what you heard before that, so I'm not going to tell you anything else about that. All right, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums. Post them in the forums, why don't you? Get a dialogue going at www.coverville.com. I'm going to be out on Sunday, so I think the next edition of the show is going to be on Monday. Probably another all-request edition. I've got some requests I've got to get to, some great stuff that people have been begging to hear. And until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network.